Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
First of all, how did you come up with the concept of your wine and your, you know, and the name of it and all of that?
Okay. No, actually, it's not a wine. It's a liquor. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I just have to, you know, get that straight. Now, because some people, you know, they might only drink wine. They might not drink liquor. Mm-hmm. So I just be like, you know, not to be smart or anything. Can you get something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Do whatever.
You know, not to be a smart ass, but I'd be like, well, it's liquor, so I don't want you to go bad. And you think it's a wine. You'd be like, uh-uh.
Right.
You know. But anyways, I was... I've been a bartender for over for about 12 years. So as I was saying, you know, just in the club mixing and, you know, I'm a mixologist. So, you know, the girls, they always want a fruity drink. So I just got tired of making the Sex on the Beach, the LITs. And I'm like, you know what? I'm great mix something up. So my name's Bird. And I was like, but when you see it in the cup, it's layered.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's yellowish green. So it's layer stacked. But unfortunately, you can't do that in the bottle. So anyways, I was like, oh, this is pretty, you know. So my nickname's Bird, so I called it Pretty Birdie.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, you know, we ain't no Sex on the Beach tonight. We doing a new drink. Let's try it. It's Pretty Birdie.
Uh-huh.
You know, and ever since.
That's what's up. So you have people that, like, when you bartend the nail, do they come to you and be like, I want yours?
Well, I don't bartend no more.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just stopped bartending earlier this year, but I was bartending when the bottles come out. And, yeah, they was, you know, because it is in clubs as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in like over 20 liquor stores and it's in some of the nightclubs here. Okay. So.
And it tastes amazing, y'all. Like, you
thank
know what I'm saying?
You.
What made you stop bartending? Like, what made you?
Well, I've really outgrown bartending. Like, I've been tired of bartending for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but don't get me wrong. It's good money. It's like fast money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it's a hustle. It's a, you know, but I just been tired. And then it's like bartending ain't the same no more. You know, because when Legends used to be open,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we used to go hard in there, you know, and I was working at Humana and I'm making more money bartending than at Humana, you know, but I mean, the club scene is not like what it was when we was bartending. Facts. So, you know.
It's definitely, the club scene is definitely, I can't speak on the bartender aspect, but.
Why do y'all think that though, that the club scene is that so much? Is it coast?
I would say you in the club, in a dark room, you're intoxicated. And you listen to murderous music. You know how I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't no more lean with it, rock with it. Ain't no more dancing.
Everybody be, you know, now it's just everybody standing around. They might be high.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people done drunk before they got in there. So they just trying to find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside and smoke. You know, they might get drinks. But then, you know, you still got your bartenders that got their customers. And their customers is going to tip them anyway.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? Because of who they are and the way they make their drink. And, you know, their personality and their attitude.
Yes.
So, you know.
That's
they still
key right
tip
there.
You. Yeah. So
I think it's a lot with the music, you know. Like when I went to Atlanta and I went to a liquor and wine festival,
mm-hmm.
I ain't never danced like that. I felt like I was young in a skate dance and really like it was beautiful. They was playing old stuff, they was playing new stuff, but it was like a vibe. Wasn't nobody standing around. Like you look around, everybody's getting it. But I think that's the essence of what the club should be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now when everybody's standing around and waiting to fight or waiting to watch a fight, that's, I mean, it's so lame now, you know, but I think it's all about promotion too. That's why I love B. Smith parties, because the DJ, from the whole atmosphere, you know, it's a vibe, and you want to dance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, what was, like, where'd you first get started bartending? What club? And, like, what's your favorite all-time club think?
When I first started out bartending, after I finished bartending school, so my friend, she had got me on with bartending school. So rest in peace, Cash. That's how I got started bartending. Because she was like, you know, you should go bartending school. And I'm like, what's that? You know, when she told me what it was. So, after bartending school, she's the one that got me my first bartending gig. And then she got me my second gig. You know what I'm saying? And then I ended up at Legends 2014. Yeah. I don't know. But I've been there for forever. You know what I'm saying? I stayed loyal with them. I ain't bartend nowhere else. And so it turned into H2O. But yeah, I've been at Legends for like some years.
That's what's up.
I haven't been to H2O. I heard that's pretty decent. They just charge on my leg to get in.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it just depends on the promoters, who's promoting it. It really ain't the club. It's who is, you know, who's promoting it, whose party it is. So.
You remember, the Monday night fights, the bikini boxing was Legends?
Yeah.
That was the time, right?
Oh, my God. When I say we used to have a ball, it was like so much money. You know, shit, it seemed like I was making stripper money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how, you know, I mean, that's how the money was flowing in. I'm just like, but you know, it just takes that one person to get mad and every hate time. And then it's over with. So
every time.
Yeah.
Every time. And I think, like I said, it's a lot to do with the music. I got a drop on the pussy.
Yeah.
Everything's about sliding. Ain't no, like you said, ain't no more just, you know, that's why I think the women is winning in the rap game, because no matter what, it's fun. It's, you know, the gangsters, everybody's, when Glow come on, it's like, oh yeah, she's kicking that shit, but it's still fun. You know what I'm saying? I love Sexy Red. Nobody can make me hate Sexy Red because she's fun. She's a fun girl.
Yes,
I feel like if you're around her, you're going to laugh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's herself. So, facts. You know.
Facts. I love authentic people. And I just feel like the women, that's why the women is winning. Everybody, all the niggas want to be so tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but we got Boss Man D-Lo now. You know what I mean? I feel like he brought some fun back, you know, trap shit, but it's kind of fun to listen to. You know what I mean? What's your top two favorite drinks?
Ooh.
Besides Patron, because you already told us you like Patron.
They got $20 pints right next door, too.
I might have to go grab one of those.
But the thing is I don't drink at home, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like a social drinker, so I don't buy liquor for home unless I'm having like a get-together or something like that. But I can't just sit at home and drink because like I'm out all the time. But
I'm the same way.
I think, well, y'all said Patron and... Shit, if they ain't got no Patron, I don't really even like Don Julio. I don't even like Reposado or nothing. But I don't drink brown at all. But I will drink, and this might sound crazy because it's whiskey, but I will drink Jameson as long as I got pickle juice with it.
Pickle juice and Jameson?
Yes.
Pickle the juice. Irish whiskey?
Yeah, I love Jameson.
And you chase it with pickle juice?
Pickle juice is the healing, too.
Yeah. Like
when you drunk, you drink pickle juice. So she's chasing it, so she ain't going to get sick at all.
Okay, I'm gonna try
it. He's gonna get that shit tonight.
Check that Jameson and then that pickle juice afterwards, and
So, what's your favorite party series out the city? Favorite promoter, any, you know, just in that aspect.
You know what? I always have a good time at the Good Timers Day Party. You know what I'm saying?
I
really take a day party over a night party any day. You know what I'm saying?
And, for sure. Get it over
with. And the thing is that they winning, you know what I'm saying? Because they do good promoting. They got a dress code, you know, no big purses, no hats, no t-shirts, you know what I'm saying? So I really enjoy myself when I go to their parties.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I like beef.
Remember Vegas Nights over in the boat back in the day?
Yeah, I remember
that. Vegas Nights? That was
That was one of the first times me going over it was on Vegas Nights.
Really?
Yep.
That was dope, man.
And I do love Groove. So shout out to my Groove people and Palm Room. So you know, you'll see me in her. But yeah. I just love the day party vibe. So
yeah, I like B. Smith's parties. That's my mm-hmm. brother-in-law, so I might okay. be a little biased. But
yeah, B. Smith, that's my dog.
Yeah, I love bro, and what he does, because mm-hmm. it seems like every time he throw a party, it's legendary. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you dress nice. You got two rooms. You know, mm-hmm. the young people could be in one. Then right. you got the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I and love it's different that. DJs because, yeah. you know, as long as you got that right DJ, I love the DJ that plays according to the crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He nice. Knows, yeah. he looks at the crowd and he knows what they like. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, he'll probably play something and be like, okay, they ain't feeling, you know. But, yeah, I like those kind of DJs.
Yeah.
So describe the, like, the process of, like, getting y'all, because that's major. Like, people mm-hmm. don't. Like, because I know Koi, she got her own line. Like, was that, how was that process? Like, you know, you want to speak on that?
Yeah, so, now, this process took me almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started in 2020.
Dedication.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you got to be dedicated, because, I mean, it was plenty of times I'm just like, you know what? Forget this, because you got to go through lawyers, mm-hmm. you have to go through federal
licensing.
Stuff, licensing, yeah. And actually, like, this is my own ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, if I'm gonna sell it to Rick Ross or somebody like yeah. that, you know, they would have to buy it from me. You know, my yeah. ingredients is confidential, you know,
so,
but yeah, you know, I mixed it up and I took it to a company here named Flavorman. So they're a beverage company and they formulate, you know, and I gave them like one of my signature drinks, you know, in a pouch, and they taste it. So they compare it, and they did like 41 samples. So the 41st mm-hmm. sample was the one I approved.
Hold on, you did 40 samples to. Oh, wow.
That's the process, man.
That's what's up. I always get it right.
Cologne. So when I see yeah. you have your own wine, I mean, your own, you know, liquor, I'm like, man, I want to do my cologne.
And you can. I mean, but you just got to put dedication and everything yeah. into it. Like, the thing is, it can be done.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it. Anybody. And I'm going to say it. I believe it. You just got to have the patience, the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
and whether you like it or not, you got to be dedicated, because yeah. you ain't, whether you like it or not, you in competition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, people that really drink, you know, and they got their drinks, it's hard mm-hmm. to pull them off their mm-hmm. drinks. So mm-hmm. it's like, when I went to my homie's house and his wife had a bottle, I was like, yeah, let me get that. And I was like, this is actually good. Yeah. Like, it's good. it's, you know what I mean?
And it's dope yeah. to see, you know, people of color into the alcohol business,
because oh, yeah.
Kentucky is like the alcohol capital of the world.
It is.
We got so many distilleries. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was that Owensboro, Kentucky, or somewhere where they distribute all the liquor? I forget where it's at. It's a distillery, but
yeah, they got hell 8 distilleries downtown. Yeah, they
like
got
yeah.
one in
distilleries.
Mm-hmm. So, like, do you ever catch any like any shade or any? You know,
it's Louisville.
Yeah, I've been catching shade
yeah.
for years. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm used to it now. Don't get me wrong. My drink came out in January. Now, I haven't seen or heard any shade, but before it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I always get, I'm used to it.
Yeah, people don't always, especially pretty girls.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Pretty girls have it the worst when it comes to, being anything outside of what they want you to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
You saying, cool, I'm on my own liquor. You know what I mean? That shit ain't going where. Who can have their own liquor?
Yeah, I got that.
Boom.
I got that a lot.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right in your mm-hmm. face. I got that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But out of this whole thing, what's been the most pleasing about, like, the process? Like, what process was the... It might have been hard, but you appreciated it.
I'm going to put it like this. Because my lawyer has to approve a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes she'll be like, well, you know, we have to do this. And when she calls, she'll be like, okay, we did it, you know. And I'm just like, oh, okay, that's another process. Mm-hmm. When my beverage company used to call me, we couldn't do this, okay, they call back. Okay, we made it work. Hearing stuff like that, because yeah. seeing them call and then seeing these emails, and I'm just like, oh man, this yeah. is not gonna work. But with me praying and, you know, God, my mother's a pastor, therapist, yeah. you know,
mm-hmm.
all of that, and then support. I got support, so much support. So, you know, I just stay prayed up.
Yeah, actually, so you almost like, you know, it was a couple of times you almost threw in the towel, but man, like you say, you just...
Hey, I'm telling you, and you know, like my kid's father is the one, you know, that helped me and got me started. Mm-hmm. So that's like my safe place to go to talk to, too.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I would just tell him, I'd be like, man... You know what I'm saying? He was like, shit, you better not. We done, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how, yeah, yeah. You know how we get. Yeah. Especially if we done put the effort in, yeah, and all that. But I think, yeah, that's key. Like, we, mm-hmm, just said it on the last episode that having people around you, mm-hmm, that believe,
yeah,
it don't matter.
Yeah.
You can have a million people that don't believe. Mm-hmm. One person.
Yeah.
Like, I always, my granddaddy always used to say, he's like, all I need is one person to take, mm-hmm, over this shit, to take, right, over the world. Yeah. One badass motherfucker like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's amazing, because not only is, you know, he's your child's father, but he also has your best interest at heart because y'all, mm-hmm, family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know what I mean? That's amazing to have, you know, under, yeah, your belt.
So you had a bottle signing, like, I remember that at the Chevy over was off, mm-hmm, Dixie. How did, yeah, that go? Like, how was that? This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flair. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's, the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flair, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Oh, it was amazing because that liquor store, so when I was selling them in the pouches, I don't know if y'all ever seen that years ago. Well, mm-hmm, maybe like 2021. But I had started selling these like at the trunk, like in, mm-hmm, the Capri Sun pouches.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was making them like in pictures for like weddings and, you know, yeah, little
family
stuff like
units
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
get
stuff
back
like
there.
That. So what was the question again?
I said, how did it...
Yeah.
I said,
no, I ain't drunk. But, okay, say it again.
The bottle signing. Like,
yeah, the bottle signing. Yeah. So, okay, let me get back to that. Okay, so the reason why I was saying that is because when I was going to buy my liquor, I would always go to that liquor store, and he would sell me the liquor by the cases, mm-hmm, and he'll give me, like, a discount.
That's
so, I said, whenever I get my bottles, this will be the first liquor store that I'm going to come to.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I did my bottle signing, it was a blessing. Like, I signed like 126 bottles.
No shit.
Yeah.
At one signing? Mm-hmm. Like, was it, like, did you see a face, like, I ain't gonna say it made you tear up, I made you, like, hit a soft spot. Like, you see a face in the crowd, like, damn, like, I didn't.
It was, to tell you the truth, it was a lot of faces. And it's crazy because, like I said, I really support everybody that support me. But people that was coming in are because I was letting them taste it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, it was like people I ain't never seen before, you know, and they were tasting it and they bought a bottle.
Yeah.
And, you know, the owner, he be telling me, yeah, they be coming back buying the bottle from ever since I let them taste it. You know,
really?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a blessing. 126 bottles, and they was, you know, they told me at the store, I was like, how many bottles? And I also did one in Shelbyville, you,
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm,
and that one went good too, because that's actually where I'm from.
Okay.
So, I think that day I only was up there for like 2 hours, but I think I sold like 56, 58.
Man.
Was signed 56, 58.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they was just coming in there, but they was coming from Lexington.
Yeah.
It was a dude from Columbus, Ohio.
Really?
He had bought 4 bottles and took them back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
that's dope.
Yeah.
So do you have a commercial or anything?
I'm great to work on that. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm great to start working
on
that.
You can get with my boy, too, a producer, Haywood, because we would love to, you know, have you as a sponsor, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, we run ads. Mm-hmm. So when people watch it, you know, commercial. We kind of, that's what we're doing it for.
Okay.
You know, the people,
okay,
like you that have a platform, mm-hmm, and it's major. It's, mm-hmm, not, like I tell people all the time, they're like, well, I'm just doing my little whoop-de-whoop. Like, mm-hmm, no, that's major. You have a liquor. Like,
yeah,
you know how many people would love to just have their own taste, their,
yeah,
own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Drink it, because if I had my own liquor, I wouldn't drink nothing else.
I mean, I do, but you know, like, I'm 43, so, mm-hmm,
I wouldn't have guessed that, though. Yeah. Wouldn't guessed that.
I've been in the club scene, so
right.
When, you know, when I started out for Patron, and I don't know how old y'all are, but I was going to the Velvet Rose, mm-hmm. and, you know, we was young, and I heard my friend, mm-hmm. like...
That's right.
I heard my friend, she was like, let me get a Patron and pineapple, and I'm just like... Well, what's that? Hell, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So she had been going out since she was like young, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she been drinking.
That's
and
sad,
she was
huh?
like, you like it, or whatever. And ever since the Velvet Rose, I've been drinking Patron since,
yeah.
you know. So I really, I just really like shots. I don't really like mm-hmm. nothing fruity. But don't get me wrong, I'll drink that, but I can't drink too much fruity. It like gives me a headache and make my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
So it's not that I don't drink it. You know, I'll drink some. I might chase some Patron with it or something. But you know, you work out and stuff. You don't want all that sugar.
Yeah,
you know,
that's my problem right now. Yeah. Like, I drink every day. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. I drink every day, but it's like...
Well,
I didn't drink when I was young either.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't drink a lot when I was young. I was a big smoker, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that. But I just love the... what it's supposed to, what it's there for after work. Like, now I see why my mama used to come home and my mama would clear a whole bottle of wine while she's cooking and
moving around.
Get this shit to clean.
I don't know. It's just one thing I can't do is just drink at home.
Yeah.
I'm not really that either. Like,
I don't know.
But I, you know, social, I'm at the shooting a podcast at the club or something.
Like,
I'm
going to
have a taste now. But
I can do it. But just being at home by myself, because my kids is grown, but my 18-year-old, you know, he still live with me,
mm-hmm.
but and then I'm not home like it for real, because you know, like, I'm a social butterfly, so I am always out, you know,
mm-hmm.
Networking and, you know, just around.
Is it in any? I mean, I'll talk twisted up, ain't I? Is it in any restaurants? Like speaking of food.
No, it's not really in a restaurant. It was in Dasha Barber's. I don't know if they still have some. I know that they have some as a restaurant.
That's dope.
It is.
I think next place I go, I'm going to be like, y'all ain't got no pretty burger.
Yeah.
Well, now that I got this new one out, I think I'm going to do another tasting because, like I said, it's going to be, it's real vibrant. Like, it looks real pretty, like, right there. Mm-hmm. So, it's really how it looks, mm-hmm. you know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like I said, it's no, it's not really no settling. Like, but it's the same. It's the same taste, you mm-hmm. know. But I just think it tastes like more liquor now.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So you ain't getting like a new flavor, just reformulating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. So.
You're just reinventing the beginning mm-hmm.
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
So, how many liquor stores is fucking with you?
It's over 20s. I think it's about 20, maybe 21 or something like that. Yeah, so I'm still trying to, I want to go national, but it's so hard, you know.
That's what I was about to say. I was just about to ask, where do you see it going?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but I got to work with my lawyer and see how to do it, mm-hmm. you know, because, I mean, I think Kentucky's kind of good right now.
Yeah.
And I still need to work with, I'm still going to try to go Lexington, E-Town, mm-hmm. you know.
Surrounding
and
areas.
Try to get, yeah, but I didn't know that it was going to move this fast when I got it.
It's a blessing.
You know, it was a blessing, and I'm just like, damn, because, you know, January the 5th is when I put them out, and we had just did a case, you know, at the liquor store, and there's 12 in each case.
Mm-hmm.
So we had dropped the case off and I had posted, you know, on social media, and they said they was just coming in there like from everywhere mm-hmm. to where my distributors had to bring cases back. So they was in there waiting on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was like, damn, that's crazy. And, but he said like within those either a couple hours or a few hours, that we dropped them off, he sold 105 bottles that first night. Yep.
That's so crazy. Dope. That's amazing, man.
Yeah, it is.
Black girl magic.
Black girl magic. Full effect. So, what advice would you have for anybody that, like I said, I would love to have my own scent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For anybody that's going into, I guess, anything like, you know, liquor and fragrances, just things that you think you can't do, you know what I mean? What advice would you give to that young person? You know?
Don't say that you can't do it because you can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't never say can't. You know, the word is you can do it and you will do it. You know, you just have to, you have to have patience and you have to do something that you have a passion for.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. You don't want to just do it because you think it's going to make money and you really ain't into it. Like, I'm dedicated to this.
Yeah,
you know
I always
what I'm saying?
Tell people that. Yeah. I didn't go to barber school because I wanted to make a lot of money.
Exactly.
I went to barber school because I liked to cut.
Right.
And it just paid off.
Yeah.
You know, the dedication. So I always try to tell even my sons and people that come into the, just people that I interact with that, it has to come from a place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're not going to love it. You're not going to want to keep doing it when it gets hard. You know what I mean? So dedication is key.
Speaking of uniqueness, I used to work with this chick. She had a coloring book. Mm-hmm. Like, that's dope. I ain't never seen a person with their own coloring book. Like, that was like, her and Corey did like a little sipping paint together. Like, it's like a, you know, them coloring books, you got like the little numbers and stuff. Yeah, so they, that was a dope, you know, Black Girl Magic. It was more of a, you know, she was actually on the show. If you go back and look, Tamara C. She was on the show a while back. so if you could see anybody, on her, who would you be? Like, who would you want to, you know, have come sit on the couch?
Yeah.
Like, only if you enjoyed yourself, you know.
You mean somebody out here that's, like in Louisville,
but you gotta be able to make it plug, make it call. Like, you should come to the Big and Lazy podcast. Yeah. They pretty dope, but whoever.
It's a lot of people I can name. It's a lot of people out here doing that thing. So
it is.
I don't know. I don't really want to pick names like it. But I just feel that, and I'll mention it to them and mention it to y'all. Mm-hmm. But I feel that people that's out here that's doing their thing. Have y'all got Koi out here yet? That does the one?
No, we haven't had her, nope.
Okay. I mean, like her, you have a girl that got her own, well, a lady that got her own lipstick line, Aniko, on Facebook.
Yeah, you know it is.
She does. I mean, you know, just women out there that's, you know, that's getting it. And not only women, like men that's out there. I mean, it's a lot of mentions. But
I ain't gonna lie. When we started this, we said we want to big up the women. We
And the youth.
It's so many, like, podcasts and stuff that just men versus women and stuff like that.
It's so corny.
It's so corny because it's not always like that. Like, we want to embrace the women from all walks of life. Like, you know what I mean? But definitely Sabre, though. Like, we reached out to her, but she got busy.
Okay.
Now she's pregnant. So, you know what I mean? We might, hopefully we can get her in because I love to see that. I love to see black women really doing things that that we look up to as people, you know what I mean? Brands and stuff like that. I think it's better to love a brand that you can actually reach out and touch that person and see that person, because you'll never meet Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
You will never meet the owner of Hennessy. You'll never meet, you know, Polo, cologne guy. You'll never meet them people, but we have people around us that's doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think that's a major.
Have y'all did My Distributors Legacy one? You know, they like the first black distributors in Kentucky too.
Okay,
really?
So
we got to tap in with them.
Yeah, we got to tap in. Send us their gram and their contact info.
So have your kids like, what do they think about it? Like, do they like inspire to do other things? Like, you know, mom's doing this.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of that, they should have been first. Because my son, I don't know if y'all seen it, but he got the clothing brand Anti-Broke.
Okay, I've seen that type of
Yeah, so that's my son's clothing line.
Okay.
And my oldest daughter. And my oldest daughter, she's starting to rap now, and she's getting a lot of attention. So tomorrow she goes to Atlanta for a photo shoot.
What's her name?
But her name is Day Stylist on Instagram. So, she got many, she wear many of hats. She does hair and all of that too. But yeah, she's, her little rapping and all of that is starting to take off. So
we can get a joint. The brand and the artist.
Yeah.
Double up.
Dope. Yeah.
So would you say that your kids seeing you entrepreneur push them to be entrepreneurs? Would you say that at a place?
Yes. Because when we flew to Utah, my oldest daughter, she couldn't go. You know, she got a son, so a baby. But yeah, my two youngest, they went, and I don't know who was more excited, them or me. You know?
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, I think, you know, the way I move, they watch it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think they see me, and that's what they want to do, because my son, that clothing brand, like, it's hitting. Like, I done took him. He got a car now, but I was taking him to the post office, and he was mailing it, like, to New York, Omaha. Really? You know, So, so it's pushing.
Yeah, it's good to see your kids be inspired by something that's, you know, their mother.
Right.
Because I feel like our community, that's what lacks. I think that's always been the downfall in our community is us looking up to stuff that we shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The people that we shouldn't be, like, you know what I mean? But I feel like that's the key. Mm-hmm. If you could do something to inspire your kids, that's everything. Because we don't look at our parents like that.
Right.
You know, all of our parents worked hella jobs and, hella hours. So, like, it's like when you're young, you're like, what's to look up to?
Right.
Then you get older, like, man, my parents worked hard.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you showing them a way that they could be entrepreneurs. So they going through the tough times now. So when they older, it's like, I ain't nothing. I lost this amount of money. We're going to drop that again. We're going to do that again. And I applaud you for pushing them to do their own thing. Because I feel like as parents, we get caught up in what I want you to do, what I feel like where I failed and where I want you to do and want you to go. But that's not always God's plan. You know what I mean?
What you said.
I think that's what makes parents disappointed in kids. Well, you didn't do what I... It ain't about that.
Yeah.
Right.
It ain't about finding your own way.
Right.
You know? When I said I wanted to rap and do stuff when I was young, I was like, boy, you need to go to school. You need to get a job. And you know what I mean? But I feel like even though, like, I did a lot of music, but I feel like I still follow my journey to all the way through podcasts. Some form of entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, so, and my kids, that's all they want to do. They rap, sing, act. Mm-hmm. They just feel like they can do it all, but that's what I wanted them to feel like.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, go ahead, because I know you go.
We always say this, but
I was about to take it again.
We say, man, he always take it. Be your own people. We know sometimes we ask artists in clothing line if they want to collab, so we're going to ask you, like, if you could collab with, like, any alcohol brand or any liquor brand or any bartender, like, who would you want to collab with? Like, you know, who would you want to work with, like, you know, a dream collab, local
Patron and Pretty Birdie.
There you go.
They need to sponsor me for real. If Patron knew how many bottles I'd have took them and how much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd be saying that though, that, you know what I'm saying? I feel they need to sponsor me. I shouldn't say them, but Patron. But you know what I'm saying? I do.
Thanks.
But I do want to work with, like, other liquor companies too, you know, to see how, you know, they out there, but, you know, I pray for it that, you know, I go national, but like it's very, very hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm just starting, like, in January. So, you know, some companies was just like, you know,
more,
we still want to see you with more numbers to see, you know what I'm saying? You just can't, you know, and then it stops, but I ain't claiming it, you know, so I'm claiming that it's going, you know, go worldwide.
And
so,
it will. It will.
Manifestation. Do you believe in manifestation?
I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. My OG told me the only words that matter is the ones you say to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts. But before we get out of here, what flavors do you think, or do you have cooking for the brand?
Well, I have other signature drinks, and I did have. I do have one. It was called the Peel Cosby. So
the who?
Peel Cosby.
Oh, wow. The Peel Cosby.
So it was made like the Birdie, but it was, I made it for people that drink brown.
Okay.
So I used Henny or whatever brown they wanted.
Right.
So it looked like, it really looked like a caramel apple. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll be green at the bottom and it'll be.
That's how you know I'm an alky. I'm like, ooh, that's
brown,
great.
Was it green at the bottom? Green. Yeah. And brown at the top. But, you know, I was speaking to one of my mentors. He was a retiree from Brown and Foreman. And even my formulation team was like, don't start another brand because this ain't even hit half the world.
Yeah.
So you don't want to start anything right now.
Right,
You know what I'm saying? Until, you know, half the world, you know, half the people done taste it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So right
it's
now,
like a
I'm
music
not,
artist. Like,
yeah.
One song until they can't be pushed no more.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So, so right now, I ain't think. And then that stuff costs coins.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying? Like, That ain't cheap.
You said you went through 40 taste testings.
Yeah.
Like, that's major.
So, I mean, putting money into that, and I mean, the I'm going to tell you what's really expensive about everything is the bottles alone.
It is.
The bottles is the most expensive stuff. It ain't the blending. It ain't the mixing. Mm-hmm. It's the bottles.
Yeah.
They say the glass bottles are cheaper than the plastic, ain't they? Or is it the other way around?
I don't know.
They make plastic bottles? Oh, okay. Yeah, certain bottles. Like margarita.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I used to work for R&DC, and I used to say, why don't they put this damn Amsterdam in plastic bottles? Because that shit was heavy getting off that truck. They said it's cheaper to get the glass. Mm. They own, who somebody owns them, I forgot. But they said it's cheaper to get the glass, because they own like a glass, you know, a company said it was cheaper to get the glass.
Yeah, because them the caps don't even come with the bottles. So you have to pay for the caps separate. Yeah.
I just love to hear shit. You would never even know.
Yeah.
So who drew your logo? Like, who did somebody?
I got a label designer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you got to hire one of those, you know.
Yeah.
You got to get it TTB approved through federal. I even have to get my label approved. So they have to look at the label, make sure,
pass
I got my government.
You got to pass it about?
Yeah.
Get a little step.
Yeah. I got my bios on
her
about me.
Uh-huh.
That's what's up. I love that's her dope. Shit like that.
Yep.
So it's the Big and Lazy podcast. We always ask towards the end, give us something good to watch and something good to eat. But you got to turn us on.
Okay.
You gotta.
Well, when I do watch TV, is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't watch TV, but when I do, I love sports.
Okay.
Really?
And if I don't watch sports, I'm watching like a Snap or something like it.
Yeah.
First 48. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like stuff like it.
I hate falling asleep. Wifey's watching that, and then I wake up and you wake and she's sleeping. It's like, and 16 bodies.
Yeah, that voice fucks me up.
Yeah, they have that little, that speaker narrator or whatever. But
it's Big and Lazy approved. Do you ever watch Fear Thy Neighbor?
Yeah, sometimes I do. Yeah.
I seen one. It was in Louisville, Kentucky. It was right off Gago and Manslick. They was fighting over a fence.
That's kind of close to me.
Yeah. Ain't too far from me, but they was fighting over a fence. Like, one dude was an older man. You know, he'd been there for some years, and dude sold the house, and they started renting the house, and they were some hoarders, and he didn't like it. So they had big, plus he worked on cars, and yeah, so they was going at it. Dude built a damn tower. The hoarder, he built a tower picked him off type shit. You know, he put something in his backyard like to make him, what's this in my backyard? So dude walks out there and dude lit his ass up. Like,
damn.
That was a wild episode. I'm like, I caught the middle episode. I'm like, I got to watch it. And I'm like, damn, this is in the city. So
that's scary.
It is, dude. Like, that was a wild one. And give us something good to eat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't eat beef and I don't eat pork. So I stay eating chicken.
Yeah.
But you can cook chicken any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? And I love salmon. I love seafood. Mm-hmm. So.
No cap. You the third guest in a row that said they don't eat beef or chicken. I mean, red meat. They don't eat beef or pork.
Beef or pork.
I think I need to put it down because I don't know. Like Marsh said, like my stomach be, I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, but. I always say, man, shit be too good. Like, damn.
But I'm going to tell y'all what I do eat every day. I eat boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. And I make the little sauce that in the seafood bowl with the onions. And you know what I'm saying? I mix seasonings up with onions and garlic and all of it. And pour it on my eggs. And I just ate some.
that's good though, because I've never still to this day ate a seafood broil.
Oh, I love it.
But
I ain't big on seafood.
I did eat the noodles. Like my sister, she made like a seafood boil, but I was like, I always see and I love boiled eggs. Uh-huh. I don't know why I do. I just fuck with eggs. Period. But. I said, I don't want all that. I don't want the crabs and all that, all the stuff that come in it. I don't want it. I said, I just want the noodles. Because when I seen people drop it in, the noodles in their seafood boil, I was like, man.
I ain't with the noodles yet. I want to because I'm crazy because I love looking on Facebook at the reels that people eat.
Yeah.
How it be standing that's when how they I smack. Be out, man. Mm-hmm. That's all I do is watch it.
My
GMSR
wife does too. She it's ASMR, and I hate it in the middle of the night though. I don't really hate the eating. Yeah. I hate the
whispering.
I'm like, yo, cut this shit. It's like scratching your nails on the chalkboard.
You know what? I can't put down Eddie's hot sauce. It tears my belly up, but it's so delicious, bro.
It's so good, but it tears me up everywhere.
For what reason? I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'm addicted to the Wingstop Ranch. The Wingstop ranch is like school ranch.
I'm about to
like
try Wingstop again.
Great. Man. You got to, bro. Lemon pepper, man. Fried hard.
Wait a minute. Wingstop is... So not Wingstation. I get
nah,
mixed up.
I fuck with Wingstation too, though.
Wingstation's on Chrome. I love it.
Right, okay. Wingstation. I like Wingstation.
You get like a little butler box.
But see, Wingstop... Yes, that's what I get all the time. But Wingstop, they wings are so big, and I don't like... Everybody know I don't like big wings.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody know they be like, Bird, the wings is big today. I be like, oh, well, don't even give them to me. Because if I open that box and them wings is too big, I think I'd be ready to pass out.
Uh-huh.
Like, these big steroid wing. No, I'm not eating this.
I don't fuck
like,
with
those. I went to Chicken King. I got a breast, got a little two-piece. It was so big. The box was poking out the goddamn box.
Damn. No, I would have been scared.
See, that's the only thing I can't eat.
I swear to God,
I feel like a breast is supposed to be bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm a wing guy. Like you said, Popeyes, Wingstation, Wingstop.
Yeah, I like Popeyes.
Eating wings at home. Like, I can eat chicken every day.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat a chicken and salad every day.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's how I am. I eat chicken all the time, so.
And if I just ate a salad today with the eggs in it, and I fuck with that shit.
If you like hot stuff, you like Wingstation, get the order online, get the fire, but get the lemon pepper drizzle on it. Get it extra wet. Mm. Oh, my God, that's delicious. That's my go-to right there, man.
I'm going to have to try that.
And anything you want to say to...
Plug yourself.
Plug yourself, you know.
Final thoughts.
Well, I appreciate y'all for having me on here.
Appreciate
I missed the DM that y'all had sent me at time because I'm going to tell y'all this. I do not like Instagram. I just be on there because I got a lot... I guess I got a lot of followers because my page is open, you know. But... but I got another run coming up. You know, I sold out of it. The stores, they still have some, but I think this next one is really great takeoff because I do want to do another tasting and, you know, new color. I am great to start selling merch, so I just got this for myself. Shout out to James Boyd, you know. I was like, can you make me a hat? And then I just wanted a black hat, but he had this, and I was like, oh, yeah, I like this. You know, that's made. But, yeah, I'm going to have some shirts because I was just shocked of, you know, people was like, you got any more shirts? You got any? I said, okay. I'm great to do that.
Yeah, so. And we already start having merch out. So whenever you get your hat together, we want to like have it out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because you supported us, so we want to support you for everything that you got coming up.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. We appreciate you coming on. It's a blessing to have Black Girl Magic on the couch.
Yes.
And just like that, it's another one.
We out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls podcast as well as Big and Lazy podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.